42 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. In a nation divided that seems more fractured than ever, at least some people feel that way, is there a way to fix a lack of faith in American democracy? Matthew Dowd thinks so. And his book, A New Way, Embracing the Paradox as We Lead and Serve, explores how. Dowd is analyst for ABC News. That's where you know that name. And he's also a longtime political consultant, and he calls Texas home. Matthew, welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. The new book, A New Way, Embracing the Paradox as We Lead and Serve. You talk about your own personal journey in this book, which, in a sense, as you describe it, kind of began with a break with your former boss around 2007. What happened?
Well, it was a culmination of things. That was one big thing that happened. As you know, I'd lost a son and lost a daughter, and I had gone through a lot. And then after having done President Bush's first race and then his reelection, where I was the chief strategist, I came back here after that and started thinking through all the things that we promised, that we hoped for. And in the aftermath of that, decided that it didn't meet what we had said it was going to meet, which was bring the country together. And so I felt the need, because I was such a public advocate of President Bush, to publicly say that it didn't turn out the way we did. And then, you know what, I had a business at the time, and then people at that point, some of the businesses pulled out because they didn't want to be associated with somebody who had publicly taken on the president.
Mm-hmm. What you describe is a kind of crisis of faith that in many respects mirrors what you identify as a sort of crisis of faith that we're all having. Although, here's what I think is really interesting about the way that you're approaching this. I think a lot of us don't feel like faith and politics really go together, but you're sort of making the case that, yeah, they kind of are inexorably linked.
They're absolutely linked together. And it's not a faith of, and I'm Catholic, grew up Catholic, but I've gone through a whole travel of looking at all the other faiths. And I think what's happened in this country today is that faith and patriotism has been captured by a small segment of society that defines it in a certain way. And I think that's very unfortunate. It's not how we were set up in this country. And so I think it's time for all of us to sort of recapture that conversation and define faith, in my view, in the way it should be defined, and define patriotism in the same way. So I think there's many people feeling this. There's many people all over the state, all over the country that feel this. And I think many of us are sort of coming together at a great time. As I talk about in the book, it's such a disruptive moment in America that only comes around a few times, that we've only had a few times in our history. And while it scares people and people are anxious about it, it's actually an unbelievable opportunity to create a new way of leading.
But if we've already lost, and I think there's a lot of evidence that suggests this, if we've already lost a kind of faith in our institutions, if we've lost a faith in political leadership and that sort of thing, how do you get that back?
Well, I think if you look back on our history, we've had moments like this, right, where the institutions that fit no longer fit the time that they were in. So if you go back 70 or 80 years with the Great Depression and then the advent of World War II, we refashioned our institutions. You go back before that, 70, 80 years before that, we were in the midst of the Civil War and the change from an agrarian-based economy to an industrial-based economy. We had to refashion our institutions again. And before that was the Revolution. And I think now is a time to do that. We've lost faith and trust in nearly every single institution simultaneously. And I think the question is, do we create new ones? And do we drastically reform or repair some of the old ones? And this is more than just politics. It's more than just the political institutions. Mm-hmm. It's our economic institutions, some of our cultural institutions. The church institutions, I think, have to refashion and reform. And I think it's all of that. The last two places in our society that seem to have been innovated, our politics and our government. Mm-hmm. We still only have fundamentally two choices, Democrat or Republican. You know, you go into HEB and you go down the toothpaste aisle and you have 62 varieties of toothpaste to pick from, right?
Right.
And then you turn the corner and go down the bread aisle and you have 220 varieties of bread to choose from.
Right.
But you go into the voting booth and people think they only have two choices.
The reality, I think, and a lot of people would point this out, is that, that we have institutionalized, codified within our systems of laws, a whole lot of political assumptions about a two-party system. And it's hard to break through that status quo. What makes you believe that something is possible now?
Well, you're absolutely right, though our system wasn't set up on this. You know, George Washington, in his farewell address, warned against partisan politics and what has now become a tribalized country. I think we're in a unique time where, because the barriers to entry are lower, the gatekeeper quality of the two parties is almost gone. I think the mistake that has been made thus far, which I think is changing, is people always tried to do this top down. The only way it's going to work is if people in Austin, Dallas, Houston, El Paso, San Antonio, wherever, decide they want to change their politics locally, local level and at the state level, and then it will rise nationally. And I think you're going to see a whole bunch of people in 2018 decide that they don't like the system as it is, and they're going to put their shoulder against the wall and start pushing.
You know, often people who are running for office will write a book before they announce. You know where I'm going with this, Matthew?
I can assume.
Yeah, it seems like sometime around the start of the year, you sort of got the message out there, perhaps it was on social media, as I recall, letting folks know that maybe you would be interested in the possibility of, I don't know what, a Senate seat?
So a number of folks have talked to me. Democrats have talked to me. Republicans have talked to me. Independents have talked to me about thinking about it. I'm mulling it over, have mulled it over. I don't know if that's my path. I'm trying to live my mission, but I'm trying to do it in a way that fits me. I don't know if running for office fits with who I am, but I have not decided and I have not made any steps towards it.
The book is called A New Way, Embracing the Paradox as We Lead and Serve, and we've just scratched the surface. Matthew Dowd is the author. Good to see you again, and thank you so much for taking time to speak with us on The Standard.
Always great to be here.